goes on. Yeah, ain't no goddamn son of a bitch.
Hot Yachts, L.A. Conference weekend.
Coming
no, divisional
strong.
Weekend. C.J. Robinson back in the program.
Change my diaper, Coach.
And Brian Engel's back.
Who the fuck are you?
I don't even know. It just sounds like me saying that. I like this one better.
You're only idiom. You're a punk.
Dave, how'd you put your shorts back on today? Yellow in the front and brown in the back?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you do. When you put your shorts on,
all right, I gotcha.
Yellow in the front.
Playoffs
are
set. I've only been saying it for, what, 8 weeks? For my three listeners out there that can verify that. Well, actually, that's a lie. I thought it was going to be Denver, New England, Seattle, and Green Bay. In Indianapolis, we saw a change of the guard today. Thank goodness. Fuck, ding dong, Peyton's dead. It's over, right? Career's
Papa
over.
Papa John's is going to lose some money.
They're a mess, right?
I think so, right? They shot the moon and they missed.
Yep.
And now, I mean, they're going to do another year of Peyton throwing the ball 6 yards, 6 yard friggin' wobbling ducks. I tell you, that injury took a lot out of him. But he is 30 years old, as they remind us every other snap.
How old is he?
38 years old. They remind us every other fucking snap.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton, 30-year-old Peyton Manning. It's like anytime Cole Beasley touches the ball, I have to tell you how tall he is.
Peyton Manning, shut your hole.
But before we even get going here, Brian Engels has brought us in I don't even want to bring it out, a nice little camp package.
Yeah, the Cowboys. See your brother.
It's lost value. Thank you very much. My brother's birthday this week. He's going to be ecstatic over this. CJ, see if you can bring that out without spilling anything. It is a video podcast for those listening at home. You really just hats and shit like that, but it's freaking top notch. Better than the hat that you have on.
There you go.
This right here is one of the caps that they're going to be wearing on the sideline next year.
Oh, wow.
There you go. Yeah.
Jason Garrett on the sideline next year. Give us the inside scoop.
Yeah, he probably will be there.
Why not, right?
Yeah. He's earned his keep for sure, man.
You think so?
I mean, in terms of probably 90% of the people that all were asking for his head, I'd say so, but
all those guys do is sit there and they freaking go forward and fourth down. Though Jason Garrett does. He ain't calling plays anymore or nothing like that.
Yeah.
But the Cowboys, yeah, this is going to be a successful season for the Cowboys for you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. For me, yeah. And I think overall, in the terms of all the people that love them or hate them, this has got them over the hump of, like you said, you don't have to listen to them shit on Romo for a whole season or off season and the team and Jerry. I think it's all positive. Just got to sign those guys, and it's a good building blocks for sure.
And Chris Christie, and I tried to kind of pull for him today because I don't like Green Bay either. Aaron Rodgers really chapped my ass. You know, I can't. Mm. I can't stand watching it in those Aaron Rodgers commercials anymore, but I just can't pull for the Cowboys, kid. Sorry.
There's a lot of people that can.
Do you notice a spike in sales? Percentage. Give me a percentage. You know anything?
Me personally, yeah. If they play on a national game like this, not the end of the season, but they play on a Sunday night or Monday night, the amount of people that are on me Monday or Tuesday is probably about... they say that the ratings go up. The highest ratings in all NFL is Cowboys games. So
still?
Yeah.
They're still in America's team. Hold on, I got something for that, CJ. There you go.
I think my version's better.
All right. No more Cowboy bashing. Let's just bash on Christie for a minute. Fat fuck. Well, he can't even sport any Cowboy shit. He's wearing those orange sweaters
and
shit.
Yeah, he's wearing his Lucky On sweater. He flew out of...
What's wrong with orange? I'm wearing an orange hat right now. Come on.
Yeah, well. he flew on his own this time, though.
Oh, yeah. They didn't show him today, thank God.
No, I'm surprised he didn't, but I'm surprised they just didn't, like, fucking have a camera on that guy.
He must have been hiding a ham sandwich or something. They even showed Jerry.
No, they didn't.
No, Limbo even have press boxes?
I don't know. I saw the pictures. I mean, it's not kind of Jerry's little box. It looks like it's very very tiered.
Of course, they kept force-feeding Ergodell on us yesterday. Let's talk about the Patriots. Fuck the Cowboys. Cowboys are out of it.
Patriots got lucky as hell.
You think that was luck?
Oh, yeah.
How so?
What?
How was that lucky?
Because they were playing like shit all game, and the Ravens should have won that game.
What?
The Ravens deserve that win.
What? Heresy. How dare you? You're just trying to stoke the fires. Of course,
I shall stoke.
Of course, again, anybody been listening to this program all year, I've been calling for Edelman to fucking throw the ball.
Yeah.
For weeks, years even, and finally they hit it. I honestly, Why don't they do that 2-3 times a game? It's not even like, oh, surprise, surprise. Yeah, their element of surprise does work, but it's just effective. You saw the way the guy fucking threw it on point.
Yeah, it was great. You don't see many receivers throw it like that.
Well, he was a quarterback. We all know that at this point.
They talk about it almost as much as Cole Beasley's height.
Nauseam, they talk about how he was a former quarterback and now, you know. And then the whole unbalanced formation thing, they should do that as well for those who listen to the program all the time. Although that's illegal in high school, you know.
What was it? What is it again?
You have to have 5 offensive linemen in high school because the whole A11, remember that little rage going on, the A11? Basically, what a high school football team did about 6-7 years ago out here, they put everybody out there with eligible numbers. So they like put 3 down linemen, and then they put everybody else with eligible numbers. So the defense would have a hard time seeing who was eligible and who was not and who to cover and who not. Mm-hmm. And the guys who weren't eligible would just step back and pretend like they're going to catch a screen. Basically, but in high school, it's in, I think nationwide or just in California, definitely in California, you can't do that anymore. You have to have 5 linemen with lineman numbers. What the Patriots did is they took one of the linemen out. They put Vereen in, put him on the line, essentially made an offensive tackle, but split him out wide like he was a receiver. And they snuck Hushman Udalalana like a left tackle spot, but he was eligible because the other 2 guys were off the line.
So they're cheating.
No. It's perfectly well within the...
Sounds pretty shady, dude.
I don't know why people don't do it more often, is the point. You know, guys like John Harbaugh, do you think John Harbaugh is really a bright guy? You think Jim Harbaugh is really a fucking smart guy? Really, if you sat down and talked to those fucking 2 guys, do you think they'd come away with a conversation like, wow, those are bright guys? I would say no. That's just me. He's like, I had never seen anything like that before. You fucking see it in high school. Well, you did see it in high school all the time. That's what Jimmy Johnson was saying. Jimmy Johnson, one of the few guys I respect in that business. He's like, we did that in high school. High school coaches are better than pro coaches in a lot of ways. You don't have the nepotism. They have to earn it. They have to go through the lower levels. You got to win games. You have to prove it. Other than being anointed by some coach. Oh, yeah, now you're going to be the next assistant. Dan Quinn is going to be the next head coach of the Jets. Give me a fucking break, dude. CJ, you could coordinate that defense with the guys the Seahawks got running around out there.
I will.
Okay, I hope you do. Mm-hmm. Bring them over to Europe.
Yeah.
Give me the fucking Denmark fucking Deutschkas or whatever the hell they are. I digress, though. But really, the Jets, and I'm going off because I don't give a fuck. The Jets are going to go out and bring another defensive guy. Well, Rex Ryan was a great defensive coordinator. The Jets' defense wasn't their problem. But they're going to go hire Dan Quinn, another defensive guy. He's not going to improve on the defense. They're going nowhere offensively. He's just a retread. It's like Gus Bradley. Gus Bradley was a D coordinator for the Seahawks for, 3 years. What's he done with the Jaguars? Nothing. I digress. I'm wearing a fucking winter hat and I'm drinking wine and I'm getting all sweaty.
Mm. Yeah, what's up with the wine change for the night?
I told you that was my New Year's resolution.
So what do we have? What's on the menu?
Gallo Family Cab Simone. Cheapest fucking
box
thing
wine.
Cheapest thing I can get. I cannot discern one wine from the other. You think you're some kind of sommelier. What's the word I'm looking for? Sommelier.
Sommelier.
The guy, someone who thinks they know shit about wine.
The Somalian.
I can't tell a difference between wine. I know it makes my fucking teeth purple and my freaking head feel good.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, cheers.
Well, cheers to the Patriots.
Go Pats, go Pats, go Pats.
You just got to cancel the show next week. They're playing at...
I am canceling the show next week. I would do a live broadcast, but no, it's too much involved in that game.
Hey, can you talk and pour at the same time?
I am sick and tired of... Yeah, you take it. I am sick and tired. Oh, sick and tired is very strong.
I am sick
I am tired of... I hate to say it, just fucking spending all this time watching football. I was like Howard Hughes this weekend, kid. I did not step outside other than the
couch. Do you pee in bottles and just stack them there next to your couch?
Tissue boxes on my feet and shit like that. My beard grew another 2 inches.
Yeah, it did, dude.
You know what I mean? My fingernails started growing
Gained
out.
About 30 more pounds.
I know.
I feel the same way sometimes. You kind of get...
It's a commitment.
Yeah. I sometimes feel like I'm going fucking crazy watching too much of it.
It's a full-on relationship.
Yeah.
I know. You watch one game.
The whole weekend was third down. The whole fucking weekend, it seemed like.
And then tomorrow night's the national championship game. Got to finish through. Got to watch that.
Oh, dude. I got to work till 7:30. It's bullshite.
What? We're doing what?
Closing up the Rain Center because one graduate student from China has got to work out.
Yeah, right. One Chinese girl in there speaking Mandarin, doing like calf raises in the fucking national championship games going on. You got to sit there and watch it.
It's ridiculous.
Which begs the question, why don't they have fucking TVs in that place?
Because it
Because it's the rain center. Cost money. That's a whole different story for a whole different thing. Why don't they throw some TVs and they'll cost money? They got a billion
dollars. Hey, we talked to RC. Frank even cornered him. Mad F student left a comment on my Facebook about getting RC on the show. And RC actually watched a little bit of it. I made him.
Yeah? And is he interested?
No.
Well, fuck him.
Yeah.
Anyway, retreads in the coaching business. Speaking of Rex Ryan in Buffalo, you don't think Rex Ryan can win in Buffalo? You really don't.
I mean, win what? He's never going to do shit, dude.
Tom Brady ain't playing forever, son. And I tell you, the Garoppolo era is not going to be as smooth as people think it's going to be. Patriots have too many problems that they don't address, i.e. pass rush, yet again.
Oh, man, they need to get one, dude.
Oh, fast. Yeah. How? Chandler Jones is too sporadic.
Yeah.
He's blowing yayo with his brother. He's got to be.
Well, they were talking
His brother?
No, his brother got suspended. John's Bones Jones, the great UFC fighter, got suspended for using coke right after his last big fight.
And isn't he going to rehab?
That's lame. Yeah. They were blowing Collins big time, saying he's the best player, all that bullshit.
I've been saying that for 14 weeks, goddammit, Angles.
He is good.
He's phenomenal. Although he busted one time big on a coverage on a cross and run underneath, he missed and let a guy go. But so what? They don't generate a pass rush. Vince Wilfork is too slow. Chris Jones is not an elite athlete. I mean, you look at the guys that Baltimore has, okay? Here comes a borderline racist comment. So it's look at the, like, when Baltimore goes through their announces, when they do the thing like, you know, Terrell Suggs, Ball So Hard University. That's the ugliest, baddest looking fucking bunch of people you can find. Baltimore always has on defense. When's the last time Baltimore has had a white boy on defense?
Yes.
Can you name any?
Yeah.
I can't name one white
boy. The second fight between the Cowboys and, who did they play today? Packers?
Yeah.
It was all the white dudes.
Oh, the white. Look.
There's a lot of white angst going on out there.
Look.
Finnish death metal band or the O lineman for the Cowboys? Or no, is it?
No, it was the Cowboys. Was it Flozell Adams, Leonard Davis?
Yeah.
Columbo?
No, those guys are gone.
No, but they were, but they had a hardcore, they still do. They had like a rock steel metal band.
Do they? Really? What's the name of it?
I fucking think it's...
We will eat you as a snack.
I forget what it is.
You know us by the bodies that we leave behind.
Look, to get back to my racist rant, do you think that Ozzie Newsome makes a concerted effort to just go out and draft the scariest looking fucking guys that he can get and put them on defense?
Have to.
Because those fucking guys, Baltimore's still good on defense after all these years. I've been good for like 15 years on defense, and the Pats have been suspect at best on defense.
What do you think of Flacco?
He was Joe Flacco. Nobody getting. Oh, right on cue. Nobody getting to Flacco. The guy who could step into every throw. You know, he looked good. And then that whole fucking just throw the ball up and hope for pass interference, which he gets, which I don't get why more teams don't do. You know, I think teams do it. Just throw it up. Throw it up on the sideline. You know, flop or something. I won't, you know.
Was it pass interference on that Dez play at the end there?
Which one?
They didn't call it, but was there, like, what if you saw it, like, was that guy holding, but they just kind of let him play out?
Yeah, they let him play out. That's a whole different thing, too. The whole catch has to go to a ground thing. That was the call. That was the call. And how does Detroit, it's fucking social media day and age, it's kind of bullshit that Detroit players are coming out and calling out the Cowboys and be like, oh, should have never even been there. You can't play that game. You want to play that game as far as bad calls, getting teams wins. You would be talking about this ad nauseum every fucking game. And look at bad calls don't have to be in the fourth quarter. You know, you talk to the nerds, the real like number crunchers are like, oh, plays in the first quarter mean the same as the fourth quarter, which I get that point. But, you know, the ones in the fourth quarter sting a little bit more. But my point is bad calls are made all the time. It's just part of it.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? What do you got, CJ? What is
name
this?
The song.
Name the song?
Or TV show.
Believe it or not, Greatest American Hero. Right?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. You were boring the hell out of me with that last speech. So it's either that you take a nap or I don't know. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
Greatest American
Whatever
Hero.
The hell you were saying, dude, continue on. I'm sure someone was interested.
Whew, you just threw me off my game, CJ. Now I'm sweating and I got a gray shirt on. I'm showing up.
walking on air.
Oh, go fuck off, CJ. Go take your fucking orange fucking hat and your brown and yellow Pac-Man jersey.
And
go
my waka, green waka, shirt underneath.
Waka, 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 waka down the fucking hallway and go outside. Oh, well then. Been insulted on my own stage. Oh, get back together. Now what am I talking about? Pat's Ravens, Gronk not covered. U2. Jonathan Martin is always good for some talking. You see that shit? What's Jonathan, that? He beat the hell out of some guy who was trying to shoplifter. That's the word I'm looking for. He beat the hell out of a shoplifter here in L.A. at the Beverly Center in L.A. Beat the hell out of him, I guess. Hit him with 8 punches.
Why would he care if somebody's shoplifting?
That's what I'm saying. And they're calling him a hero. It's like, what the fuck? What
would Greatest American hero.
Well, there you go. That's a segue. I did my best with your
out
fucking...
Out of premonition.
Him and Michael Sam should fight.
Oh, that would be a huge UFC fight. Oh, that would be a great fight. But no, he beat this fucking 310-pound offensive lineman sees this guy who's probably trying to steal something for crack money. Mm-hmm. He beats the hell out of him. And he's lauded as a hero for that.
Why does it got to be crack? Why can't it be like 2CB or PCP or something, you know?
I don't know. I don't think PCP is addictive, is it? You would know better than I am. I think you've been using PCP tonight. The fuck? Speaking of crack money, PCP money, University of South Dakota players, I don't know if you saw this, tax fraud. They stole over $500,000. You see this? $500,000 they stole. They were getting fake. All they were doing was they were getting this. It makes it scary. They were getting Social Security numbers from some lady. They were buying Social Security numbers from some lady. They were taking the Social Security numbers and they were filing false tax returns, these football players. And then I guess they would get debit cards. I don't know. Did you ever get a debit card for your tax return? I never have.
No.
But they're getting these debit cards and they were going, they were just buying shit.
These people are so smart. I don't even know how who'd even come up with this fucking idea to do that.
I know. It's such a simple thing, too. $500,000. They get a Social Security number and then you file a fake tax return.
No, I heard
return.
You, but I'm just thinking.
What?
Believe it or not.
Believe it or not. What? What? You're bored with that story too? Yeah,
it's crazy. So what's going to happen to those
kids?
Let's
try it.
They all going to the can?
2 years. I think that's fucking treason. They're stealing money from the United States government. They're stealing money for you and I, in theory. I think you should be executed publicly. Well, it's maybe a little bit much, but still, you know, Chris Johnson got arrested. You see that?
Yeah, guns, right?
Open, carrying an open gun. What's wrong with that? I think if you're going to carry a gun, might as well be open, right? I mean, it's better than being a concealed weapon. If you had a concealed weapon, why is it worse to have an open gun?
And then the guy from the Bears got the Dewey, and he got pulled over, and he said he was going to the parent-teacher conference.
No, I didn't see that.
Who? I forget the guy's name. It was down in Atlanta, and the guy got a Dewey speeding, and the cop said, "Where are you going?" He said, "I'm going to a parent-teacher conference."
Nice.
So, respect.
It is respect. I do respect those. Shit. Oh, I almost got pulled over in Dewey the other day. Did I tell you about that?
What?
Yeah, I know. I pulled into a bank, right? I had about 8 beers, par for the course, very easy driving for me. And pulled out of the bank, boom, big sign, DUI checkpoint ahead. So I panicked, like any good American would do, and I friggin' pulled down a side street, and I'm like, oh, they're gonna freaking nail me down the side street.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, nobody there. And he sped away.
Lucked out, kid.
Yeah, lucked out.
Yep.
I'm admitted to drunk. I wasn't even drunk, though. That's a fucking thing. You know what I mean? I drive fine with it. I know it's a famous last words, and it's probably used against me in a court of law, but 6-7 beers in the course of 3 hours, 2 hours, you're fine. But if you blew in a, you know, you blew in a DUI, you're done. Done. Got away with it, though.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Oh, Jesus Christ.
You're so sly,
dude. Remember, I am sly. Remember Rob Conrad?
Oh, yeah,
remember
I saw
Rob?
That.
You see
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Rob
Who's,
Conrad.
That?
Well, he was, you know, where we're from in Massachusetts, there's really not a lot of great football players. I can't think of any pro football players really to come out of that area. Mark Bavaro.
Yeah, not many.
Mark Bavaro, Rob Conrad was a really good running back at St. John's Prep, went to Syracuse, was a big deal at Syracuse. played for the Dolphins. They only said 5 years. I felt like he had a longer career than that.
Yeah, but he's been very successful doing some finance shit ever since then. He's a pretty bright guy doing something down in Miami on all these boards and all that shit. For him to swim those 9 miles, they say, something... I was thinking like a wife threw him off the thing, but sounds like he just fell off and his boat was on autopilot and just took off.
Yeah, he fell off his boat. His boat was on autopilot. He had to swim 9 miles back to shore.
Damn, when that happened?
The other day, last week. I think I just let go of the rope. I don't even know. What the fuck? I don't think I could swim 9 miles. I think I could swim a mile.
No. That's insane shit, man. Out there for 12 hours?
I guess it would be 12 hours.
Yeah.
He must have been real pruny.
Yeah, he was pruning all right. Seriously, how the fuck? 12 hours? I mean, I'd just be back floating the whole time. I'd be dead.
Yeah, I'd be back floating. I'd be scared of sharks.
I'd be shark
bait.
I'd just cut myself, start bleeding, and be like, all right, come get me, sharks. Get it over with.
You cut yourself anyways, though, CJ. You're a cutter. That's why you're wearing freaking long sleeves right now. Yeah. I've seen you.
Shut up. It's not fun to joke about, dude.
And he said, what, cutting? I think it's hilarious to joke about. I think people who cut themselves are fucking crazy.
Yes, they are.
That's the conservative aspect of my thinking.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of cutters, I watched Breaking Away the other day.
What is that?
You never seen Breaking Away?
No.
They won an Oscar for Best Script in 79.
No.
And it was about these kids that grew up in a...
Bicycles?
Michigan, like around University of Michigan. And it was about like the poor kids taking on the rich kids in bicycle racing. And they were called the Cutters because they cut stone.
Yeah, I think it is vaguely familiar. I really don't give a fuck, but it's vaguely familiar. Someone's in the family.
It was a dramedy.
Someone's in the family.
It was a dramedy.
I think, what's his name? Danny Noonan from Caddyshack's in that?
The kid.
Not really.
Remember Bad News Bears?
The kid. Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly plays in that. And he's also in the basketball movie with Will Ferrell. He's the stoner that wins the full court shot.
Kelly Leak. He's in a lot of movies. Yeah. He also played Freddy Krueger in the new version of Nightmare on Elm Street as well.
What?
It was his name. Buttermaker?
No, not Buttermaker.
No. It's the kid.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah, the kid who drove the...
motorcycle. The, fucking badass.
The dirt bike.
Yeah.
In Glendora. Was that a movie filmed in Glendora?
Probably.
No.
I know. I think it was in Chatsworth, man. Yeah. They filmed that in Chatsworth, yeah.
Porn? They weren't filming porn in Chatsworth?
I don't even know what that is. Give me that fucking bottle, would you?
What?
Jesus Christ, I'm drowning my sorrows having to listen to you two. How about the Miller Report came out? There is no evidence. And this is something I've been saying. As much as I hate Goodell, there's no fucking way he saw that video and then lied about it.
Yeah.
Saying that he didn't see it. And yeah, they said they went through millions of fucking text messages and nothing came up.
Yeah, but they also said that guy didn't ask the fucking two questions that needed to be asked, and I don't exactly remember what they were, but it was more like, why didn't you ask for it? And
yeah, where's the video?
That. Yeah. Did you see him sitting in the stands of the Patriots game?
Yeah, of course I did.
All right, do you think he's sitting there like by himself, or do you think that there's like three stiff security guards behind him? And I mean, there's got to be plants all around him, don't you think?
It didn't look that way. You mean like Secret Service?
Yeah.
Like Secret Service president. I don't know. It didn't look that way. I think if there's one place you could get away with it, it'd be like nice seats in Foxborough. I think you could get away with not being. I think most football games, though, there's got to be a heightened security presence. No doubt about that. There's videos, and I'm sure there's guys around there. But
yeah.
I don't know. I don't think, you know, you're talking about
just trying to make him look like a man of the fucking people. You make $40 million, dude. You ain't a man of the people.
What was that blue hat he had on, too?
It had a B or an H, right?
Yeah. Where do you go to college? Columbia or something like that?
No.
Obama?
Silver spoon in mouth. Goodell.
I forget where he went.
Yeah, something like that.
He went to a Southern Houston Institute of Technology.
That whole report that... that whole report that that came out with how they said that somebody at the NFL office... You know, this is just irresponsible media. Someone at the NFL office, they had a video recording of her saying, oh, yeah, we saw the video.
Yeah.
It didn't exist. You know, they got freaking guys like Bill Simmons going off and calling Goodell a liar and all that shit. I don't think he's a liar. Why would he lie? Why would you risk $40 million fucking dollar a year job for Ray fucking Rice?
Yeah.
Slapping his woman. You know what I mean? Why would he just be forthright about it?
Mm-hmm. You tell him, child.
You know? Whoa, 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 whoa. Racist.
What? That was a sample I just played.
Kid, it was funny. I watch these commercials. So they don't have a remote control, which is awful. So I have to watch these American Idol commercials all the time. And Adam Lambert is back. You know who Adam Lambert is?
Of course, Lord Lambert's fucking the bomb.
Yeah. So he's a...
I do not know who that is. Please tell me.
I went to his concert and got a CD.
You serious?
Yeah, that's serious. My ex-chick was into him, and I know a girl that hooked it up, and I went. The only people there were teenagers,
fucking,
flamers, and me. It was perfect.
Yeah, oh, and you. Yeah,
stupid cocksucker!
You didn't phone him.
I have his CD. I'm going to bring it in next time.
Go ahead and kill me, you cocksucker!
Sorry. Homophobia will not be tolerated on the program.
Yeah, but is he... He's not on full-time, is he? He's not...
I don't know. He's on the commercial today. But he did... This black dude's up there, and he just all of a sudden starts talking jive. He's like, oh, you going to Hollywood? I fucking hate when white
folks... It's like a South Park episode.
It's the worst when, like, fat fucking white girls have, like, black girlfriends, and then when they're around them, they try to sound black.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's that type of thing. Like, oh, no, girl. What the fuck?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Lambert. Ah, I tell you, there's a direct correlation between American Idol and the decline of Western civilization. It's been about fucking 20 years, and American Idol... I don't know.
That's a good movie.
Decline of Western Civilization.
Yeah, part one, all punk. Part two,
all metal. L.A.
All L.A.
Great L.A. movie.
Yep.
You can't find the first one anywhere now. I tried to...
You can probably get it on YouTube right now.
No, you cannot.
Someone will post it.
I'll give you fucking $20 right now if you can find it on YouTube.
Okay.
It might keep you fucking quiet for the rest of the show.
Maybe. That's not why you pay me, though, the big dollars.
Yeah, put CJ in the corner and give him some kind of task.
Tasking away. You guys talk about intelligent football shit.
What about Pac-Man Jones?
This is me, Pac-Man!
I don't know why. Why do I keep bringing you here?
Dude, right here, the decline of the Western civilization.
It's this clip. It's not the whole movie.
Whatever, dude. We'll see right now.
No, you're not going to see. I'm only $20. Anyways.
See, how long is it?
Speaking of keeping their fucking big mouth shut, how about Don Shula? Was he going to freaking keep piping his mouth off, calling Belichick this week? You see that?
Yeah, I saw that. I know it's kind of going backwards, but could they get a lot from whatever they were doing? They were taping the guys. I saw clearly they were cheating, but can you get a lot from that? Like, if somebody put a camera across from you guys at your high school field and taped you guys, they're basically taping the fucking goofy quarterbacks in their red hats doing those stupid signals, and that's all they're doing?
Can never get it in the defense fast enough.
That's what I was going to say. You can't
communicate it fast enough. It's a myth.
So then why was Belichick doing it? And has he ever admitted, hey, I fucking was cheating? Or he's always kind of like danced around it, hasn't he?
One of the parts of the story, for some reason, that doesn't...
There it is.
That doesn't
full
really...
full movie right here.
That doesn't...
Hour, 19 minutes.
The Decline of Western Civilization?
Yep.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
Well, I owe you $20. Yeah, hold on. I'll get my wallet out. I'll give fucking...
Just buy me a couple tacos later, dude. Yeah. We'll call it even.
Yeah, yeah. Really? Oh, well, anyways, that's a side note. When I might do my punk rock show, we'll talk about that.
Any other tasks? Gentlemen, would you like a task? I shall task for you, Ingles.
I'm good right now.
I am the taskmaster.
You're fucking taskmaster, all right. Anyway, Ingles, to answer your question, we get back to fucking somewhat civilized conversation.
I want a task!
They did that. Every team did that forever. And because there was nothing against it until that year. They said, you can't do this anymore. The memo came around and said, you couldn't do it anymore.
Belichick said, fuck it, I'm going to keep doing it.
Yep. And that's where that came from. And, you know, it gets so blown. It's so easy to say, oh, Spygate, that's why they wouldn't. But they were doing it forever.
Yeah.
In history. Come on, dude. You know how subversive those fucks were, especially back, you know, way back in the day where they get away with anything. Of course they were recording the signals.
Dude, but, imagine being in the NFL in the 1970s.
Oh, the 60s?
Oh, all the drugs and all the chicks.
Well,
all the steroids.
You're right. Like,
all those.
Like, that's so much different from now. Like, they don't get a lot of drugs and chicks anymore in the NFL.
Yeah, but you got to be cautious because you get caught, you get money taken away from you.
What? Well, overly cautious. It's just this ridiculous, brave new world.
Mm-hmm.
You look at Johnny Manziel. You see this week again.
Yeah, he needs to go out with a wig and a mustache.
Hold on. All right, you can't get away from him. He went to Aspen. And there was a big news story. Oh, why is he getting mass pain? You know, he should be rehabbing his pulled hamstring.
He fucking should be doing something, but somehow stay off social media. Like, same thing with Michael Sand. Stop sending pictures of you getting married all over the place doing what you're doing. Pretend you want to be in the NFL. I don't know. Don't be
Whoa, homophobic, man.
No, I don't mean homophobic. I don't mean it like that. But, like, same thing with Manziel.
Wait a minute. He's getting married here, Ingles. He's the right to get married.
I guess, man, but...
And put it on his Twitter just because he's getting married to a little white boy named Vito. You don't like it.
I don't mean it like that. I just mean...
Staunch Irish Catholic background.
This guy's trying to be in the NFL, and you should show pictures of yourself working out, not over there with little Vito.
Pictures of yourself working out?
Yeah. Doing something. I don't know. Johnny should show himself at rehab, not in Aspen.
Oh, great. Just shut the fuck up. I know. Why would he even need to? Why does Johnny Manziel need more friends or attention? Why even bother?
That's
you know?
What I'm saying, yeah.
And he gets all types of trim, is lack of a better word. It's not like he needs to go out there and, you know, people say, hey, my name's Johnny. My interests include football. And,
yeah.
Oh, I'm freaking back. I'm back on the freaking.
In the saddle?
No, I'm back on the internet dating again.
Yeah.
What happened to that chick that lived up here?
My name is Dave.
It's over.
And I like to wear silk robes at night.
With that chick right here?
Drink good scotch.
Yeah,
smoke good cigars.
You know, you lose interest, Ingles. It's not that easy. Listen to you. Get it all figured out. But I got a new one on board. But I got to be quiet about that because I never, you know, part of the thing when you go on these internet dates, you know, it may come up that I do a little show here once in a while. And then, you know, people get a hair across their ass and it's easy to look it up, you know, and talking like this.
Right.
So
that reminds me of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I like dogs and CrossFit and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Dogs and CrossFit and binge watching shows.
And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And Mike Shanahan. There's no way Mike Shanahan's gonna be the next coach of the Raiders.
Weren't we talking about that? Somebody said they were gonna hire him and his son as a combo again. Like, dude.
Mother daughter combo?
Why?
What?
Why would you
Hasn't worked before.
The Browns are the most dysfunctional organization. It sounds like me covering for Johnny Manziel. Not that I give a fuck.
Do give a fuck.
No, I
talking about how the ownership was calling down plays.
The whole thing is dysfunctional. First of all, Jimmy Haslam's a criminal. He should be in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, Mike Shanahan's kid. What the fuck does Kyle Shanahan know about anything? What has Kyle Shanahan ever won and proven that other than that he's Mike Shanahan's kid?
Yeah, but he's probably hung around the film sessions all his life. Practice, you know?
And run the same old bullshit shit that they fucking run in the NFL all the time. Yeah. Patriots run two high school plays yesterday, and oh, the genius, outcoached two fucking high school plays. My mother, who knows nothing about X's and O's, today, my mother, she said she came to a couple games, and we ran that double pass all the time. She's like, don't you run that play? Like, fucking it, because the double pass is extremely difficult
to
stop.
Games?
Yeah, she went two of them. That play's tough to stop.
Ganesha.
Los Gigantes.
Los Gigantes.
She wins a couple of games. Lost both of them. Oh, I feel like you just roofied me, CJ. Like my buddy. Speaking of roofie, you see that old Ole Miss fan?
Hey, you need help to your car, big guy? Ingles, don't worry. I'll take care of Dave. I'll get him out of here.
Ingles, could you roofie him? Slip him something.
Fucking hey.
Jesus Christ.
More wine.
Ole Miss football fan took an Uber ride, wanted to go back to Ole Miss from Atlanta. See that shit?
Yeah, 900 bucks?
Like 100, yeah, I think 1,000 bucks. Like 900 bucks to that.
Is that how much it actually is? Or why'd that person get jacked up like that?
It was 900 bucks for the ride, I guess. But they didn't even take him there. They scratched it off. So it's really kind of a non-story, but it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
You take Uber at all, CJ?
No, I leave my boogers in my nose.
I'm going to get going on it.
Yeah.
Everybody else is on it, man. I got to stop fucking fighting it.
My roommate's
still don't do it. You're a fool. You're a goddamn fool, especially
what's the difference between that and Lyft?
I don't know. You're right. I think there's just more drivers with Uber.
I've never heard of Lyft, I don't know.
Maybe it's L-Y-F-T, which fucking is annoying to begin with.
I kind of showed one of my student workers who's from Zimbabwe, the difference between a burger and a booger.
Oh.
What's the difference?
Do I need to show you too, Dave?
Yeah. You mean you like literally fucking showed him a hamburger?
I had a burger in my left hand and a booger in my right finger.
I was like, how fat was she? No. You know, who's there?
Cuda.
No, it's a Cuda. True story.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what did you
do? You know, Pomona gets those international students.
I know.
Yeah, he's one of them. His dad's an ambassador. He's like, Eddie, coming to America.
sorry. Video program. Oh. There's something I wanted to say, CJ, and I keep losing. Bernard Pollard, for fuck's sake, is an entrepreneur.
Bernard Walker?
You know who Bernard Pollard is, right? The guy that took out freaking Tom Brady.
He's actually had a pretty good career ever since then. Like,
he had a great career, but he came up with this fucking thing. I feel stupider and stupider every day.
Oh, he's doing something,
He got a sink tray. Have you seen this? Bernard Pollard fucking patented this sink tray that's fucking brilliant. All it is a tray that has a little, like a sink, a little crescent. Fucking with a little hole for the sink, the water to go through, so women can put all this shit on the tray while they go to the bathroom while they're doing their hair and shit. So it gives them like added shelf space.
So what, the water goes?
No, seriously, you don't follow me.
That's pretty cool, man.
So the water goes just dead. You're basically making the sink smaller?
Yeah, you're taking a tray, put it on the fucking sink, and put a little hole in that tray so the water can go through it, and you can just put all your hair products and all that shit on the fucking tray. It's pretty cool if you look through it. And then the only reason I bring it up is Bernard Pollard, and he's way smarter than I am.
Are you going to get one?
I might.
That and your squatty potty.
Yeah.
What's a squatty potty? I don't even know what that is.
He uses pee pee pads.
My brother got me one for Christmas. It's one of those things. It was on Shark Tank. It's happy colon happy life. It's you have your feet elevated when you go number two.
Cool.
What was the heavy?
It's kind of like you're squatting. That's the healthiest way to go.
You basically, instead of your feet on the ground, you can either get a 5-inch lift, 7-inch lift, or a 9-inch lift. And it's this little piece of plastic, and your knees are higher, and that's the way that you're supposed to go to the bathroom and gets out of you.
Healthiest when you're squatting. I saw a documentary. Never thought I could be so free.
Flying away on wing and a prayer. Ooh, it's just me. Believe it or not, it's just me. I thought you fucking knew. You don't know lyrics.
I just wanted to hear you sing, Dave.
Put down your gun and put down your knife. All right, sorry. I don't know what I'm trying to do anymore.
She blinded me with science.
Speaking of sport, you see sports science, that shit with the cold weather they did is actually fairly interesting. It slows down reaction times by 10%, supposedly, for everybody. Ball pressure goes down to 20%. Reaction time, supposedly. You know how they do sports science shit. Yeah. But anyways, it's supposed to. But I don't believe that because this is the experiment. The guy sits in a fucking freezer and then he comes out and he tries to do his sports science shit.
That's a little different.
It's completely different. The fucking guys out there are running around. And I played in cold weather. As soon as you start running around, you don't even feel like it's cold weather anymore.
If that's the case, then fucking you'd never let any of the guys on your team go out there without sleeves, right?
Right. Right. I mean, you would be like, no way. Well, maybe.
You know what I did see today in Green Bay? You probably don't see. I saw a fucking guy with no gloves on. Did you see that lineman?
Yeah.
You don't see that. I mean, fuck, how are you doing that with your hands not getting crushed when everybody else is all taped up? And
yeah, and there is a big difference. And I never played with it, but since I've been coaching, I fucked around with it a little bit, and I put those gloves on, and I tape up, and you just, like, got boxing gloves on. You can strike people, and you don't get those little dings that you get when, you know, like, you catch a face mask.
I love those dings, though. Piss me off and made me even meaner.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. You know? But, you know, sometimes you catch a knuckle the wrong way, and you're like, fuck.
It hurts.
In the game, you don't think of it. In practice, I could see it more. In a game, you don't even think of it. But in practice, it's like, fuck it. Slow down.
Scout team hero. Come on, get over here.
That was you. I could see you being a big scout team hero, CJ.
Got stars in his eyes.
I'm going to go hard all the time.
Because I'm a scout team hero. Got stars in his eyes. I was. Nick Holt, the defense coordinator under Pete Carroll, the USC years.
Yeah.
He was my GA for the scout team my freshman year.
And he loved you.
Of course. He had to sit next to me during meetings to poke me awake because he got sick of throwing his pens at me and losing them.
Would you just eat them? They just go up your nose?
Yeah.
What?
It just didn't work. It just never woke my ass up. This is so cold in those rooms, and there's no circulation. It was like 115 degrees outside, and you get inside a room, and it's nice and chilly.
And a swamp cooler in there.
Yeah. And just go night-night.
What about this freaking book, A Gronking to Remember? Rob Gronkowski, talk about people just get a free pass. You see that shit? A Gronking
to remember? That lady who wrote the book about... fucking to Gronkowski.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like on the Amazon bestseller list.
But did you read
shit.
The article in Sports Illustrated about him?
No.
There's a big article that came out this week, and he bought a party bus. His right-hand man is named Goon, Robert Goon, and this guy went down to Long Island, bought a party bus, and it fits like 6 to 8 people, and it takes all his brothers and everybody around, and, you know, they were saying that that's a sign of maturity, that he's kind of trying to party without... everyone watching him and shit like that, but it sounds like a fucking good time in there. You know what?
Oh, no, of course. No doubt. But I can't wait in one of these days, in the next couple of years, Brady's going to be off to pasture in the Garoppolo era and Gronkowski's going to be in and he's going to knock up some fucking internet model or something, some Twitter fuck Instagram model, and he's like, I'm a father now. Now I'm calmed down. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's coming.
That guy's got to be, he's, I mean...
beating off the women.
No one likes to wear fucking condoms, but that guy fucking has to wear them because that guy's, every chick would be gunning for that guy, right?
We're trying to grab a little bit of that sperm.
Yeah.
I know that's the way it is nowadays. Oh, it's like you, CJ, trying to grab that sperm off you.
Yeah. I put it on him, not in him.
Well, they got sued. The lady who wrote the book got sued because on the cover of the book, she had a picture of Gronkowski, but it had the MHK, the Myra Kraft.
Oh, that's so weak.
On. I know. And
Bob Kraft, chill out, dude. You're prancing around with this trashy
bimbo,
bitch.
Bimbo, yo.
And you're wearing tennis shoes all the time trying to be cool guy.
I know. This is why I do this program, because nobody talks about that shit.
He makes damn good macaroni and cheese.
Bob
Kraft. Don't bag on my dinner.
CJ, I think that's
remember
a wine
that? Remember talking. Matt Light and all those guys that gave a painting of Myra Kraft to him or big MLK, and the next thing you know, he's stepping out with some floozy. Like, if that guy's gonna get
immediately after she died,
she's beat.
Who's beat? The girl he's with?
Yeah, what? I mean, you'd think that it's he could
beat.
Do.
Who said beat?
He could do better. I mean, the guy's 80 years old.
Yeah, I think he could do way better than that chick. Yeah,
well, we could because of his money.
Yeah,
you think so? Like Bill, the freaking woman Bill Belichick runs around with.
Oh, yeah. I think that she's probably a better warrior in the sack than this other one.
Yeah, well, Belichick's like 20 years younger than Kraft. So
he said
this is why I do this show. Because you can't talk like this on EEI, otherwise you'd be fired.
You're fired.
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 Fired. You're fired.
No, these days your contract is not renewed.
Yeah. Well, it's all about the advertisers. If the advertisers don't want you talking shit about, you know, Bill Belichick's floozy of a wife and his, you know, philandering.
Philandering.
Speaking of EEI, I think they're in like third place now back there. Like, they're not even king shit anymore.
It's the hub. It's the sports hub. Yeah. 98.5 with friggin' Maserati and the other fool. I don't want to give those people any mind. I can't believe that Charlie Weiss has become such a punchline. I read an article that Charlie Weiss might become the next offensive coordinator for the Browns, and everybody's like, Charlie Weiss, you fucking kidding me? This is the offensive coordinator for 3 Super Bowl championship teams, and now he's a fucking punchline? Why? I don't get it.
Well, because he's done so bad. I mean, fuck, he's most famous for the game he didn't even win.
Notre Dame,
the push game, yeah. I mean, he got a contract for losing that game, a 10-year deal, never did shit, went down to Florida, shit the bed, went to Kansas City.
He wasn't a head coach in Florida.
He was an offensive coordinator, didn't do anything, and then he goes to Kansas. No, Kansas is terrible.
Dude, he won 3 Super Bowls as a play call. You don't think that's a merit?
I do.
More to do with him than it does Bill Belichick.
Oh, I agree on that, yeah.
Guys calling the fucking plays offensively, 60% of what goes on in the game. As long as they have the right quarterback thrown, it always comes down to the best quarterbacks. The best 4 quarterbacks in football right now are left standing. You know, even though I believe games are won up front, I know it's an old, tired motto, but it's true. Games are won up front, but you look at the best 4 quarterbacks in football. Andrew Luck has displaced Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning has lost too much off the fastball. He's done. Tom still freaking single-handedly won that game last night. Your boy Rodgers and Russ Wilson. That keeps throwing me off, too. It seems like someone's knocking on the window. And
what
like,
the fuck is that?
I don't know. Someone's knocking. Like,
that's you.
I don't know. It's like someone's knocking on the window. Like, what?
What?
But those are 4 best quarterbacks in football right now, and those are the guys left standing. Predictions. We only got like 10 minutes left. Predictions for tomorrow night. Make it quick. Brian Ingles.
Oregon, 42-14.
CJ Robinson.
University of Oregon, 14-5.
Yeah. It's the wine talking. This is a stupid comment, but it's funny. 14-5.
It makes you honest.
Oregon.
Dude, they're fucking
Oregon
loaded.
49, Ohio State 14. Yeah, I don't even think it's a game.
Speaking of...
I hope it is. But
speaking
it,
of that, we didn't talk about it, but on Saturday morning, I was up early, and on ESPN2, they had...
That's what not drinking does for you.
Yeah, exactly. Early. Fuck, it's terrible. And then I watched the interview. But before that, I watched... They're really creating this national championship game. It's going to turn into a Super Bowl atmosphere with all the hype and the media. And as the team came through, like the...
you go, child.
Yeah, they came in through the convention center, and Tim Tebow was there, and all these guys were there and doing all those interviews and shit. And it really has become kind of a I don't know, I don't want to say a circus, but a little bit more than what I anticipated it being the first year.
Really? You didn't think it would be a circus? By the way, that microphone picked up that fart from across the room.
Yeah, omnidirectional.
That's the wine guy, because it's not that funny. But anyway, first of all, I'm pissed it's on ESPN, because scrubs like me and this chump still don't have cable, so we can't freaking watch that game. I got to go to a bar tomorrow, twist my arm.
I got to go to a strip club and watch it.
Well, you know. Either way, I got to go freaking watch that game somewhere else. Second of all, you really don't think big money is going to turn this in? It's going to be, and as the years go on, it's going to be announcing who's going to be playing at the halftime of the national championship game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
Katy Perry and...
Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Lenny Kravitz is playing, too?
Yeah.
What the fuck has that guy done in 20 years?
Dude, he's going to just sing
Captain in the Hunger Games. I know that much.
He had one... hit and then a couple covers.
I had a few good hits. You see, he hits a good song.
Whatever, dude. In the 90s. Fuck Lenny Kravitz.
Cab Driver, right? Cab Driver, that's his song?
I mean, no. You know, Let Love Rule's a great song.
Taylor Swift.
No doubt, no doubt.
Taylor.
You know, put her and Katy Perry on stage together and they get naked. No, they get naked.
Well, they dislike each other.
I know.
So that'd be awesome.
Then they fight it out.
Like a rap battle again, you know, the two. You know. No, why don't they just go classic rock?
Actually, they should have a barbecue on stage, and then Lady Gaga would provide the meat with her dress.
There's got to be something on here.
A Taylor Swift, Katy Perry barbecue off.
You can't start the car. Johnny has the key.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, that was as bad as my wannabe joke.
What are you predicting for next week for the Patriots?
All right.
Go Pats, go Pats.
We got a few minutes.
Hey, and is Stork going to be out? Is that a big loss?
It's a big loss. The offensive line is so pedestrian compared to the offensive line. They look soft and doughy. Yeah. Ryan Wendell from Diamondback, California. So that should tell you something, because Diamondback is about as soft as a city as you can fucking find. Next to Glendora. I'm a G-Town G. I think it's a problem. I think the guy who's been there, I think they're going to get beat up front a little bit. I do think they find a way, like they did this week, to win this game at home. I think they get to Andrew Luck. Because as much as Andrew Luck is great, he shows a propensity to do some stupid shit.
Yeah.
Two bad picks.
But they're always bombs.
Yeah, he always tries to push it deep.
Yep.
Which, it's a risky proposition. I admire him for it. But is that your bomb impersonation? That was a good one. And he goes for it, but he throws picks. Yep. I don't know. I think the Pats find a way, and we stick to my prediction in the beginning of the year.
It's a late game, which I'm surprised on Sunday. I thought that game would be the first one, but why? So Seattle plays.
Shocked.
I am. I was blown away. That's great. That means we don't have to come in here on Sunday.
You bastard!
Bastard!
Jesus! No, it'd be nice. You know, jeez, guys, you guys are coming.
No way. There's no way you do a show.
No. I'll be three sheets to the wind. I'll see how the game goes. Well, I have about tolerance.
Two bottles of wine.
Where are you gonna be?
Shots.
Home alone.
Yeah.
What? You and Macaulay Culkin? What?
Kid, I'm such a loner. I love it. I woke up this morning. I cranked up, I did like 50 fucking half-ass push-ups, threw my robe on, freaking...
Told you I like to work my silk robes.
Yeah, I put my robe on, had a freaking microwave...
And it barely covers my nutsack.
Microwave Jimmy Dean sausage biscuit, threw my rope, sat in the fucking chair, and watched football all day.
$4.99 a box at Ralph's.
What is with you? And I did it on Saturday as well.
Coffee and wine.
And then in between, I watched documentaries on Netflix, and I'm perfectly content. It's terrible.
No porn?
No.
There was no porn in there,
of course there was. Of course there was.
This is a civilized show. You're a healthy man.
This is a civilized show.
What are you going to do about this online dating? And
what do you mean, what am I going to do?
Are you taking chicks out on it? You just online looking at other trim?
I'm creeping around.
Yeah, I bet. I bet.
No, I have.
TLC, creep.
I am. But Jesus Ingles, now that I'm...
Jesus Ingles.
Yeah, no, I don't tell him about the show.
Lord of mercy.
Why would I? Like a hint around.
Yeah,
people
this
like
show's
you?
Gonna get you laid even more, yeah, dude. Yeah.
Probably want to wait a little bit on that.
Yeah, I'd wait a little bit on that. It's right.
But how is the dating pool out in Chino? Where the fuck you live now?
Ingles, there's so many fucking people out here.
He lives in Pomona, P-town.
There are 10 million people in Los Angeles County.
That's a shitload, man.
10 million.
30 million
people.
In Southern California.
Yeah.
McClick County, Orange really? County, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many people
5 are... million in the city of L.A.
Right.
And then 30 million L.A. County, no, Inland Empire, Orange County.
When you say city of L.A., are you talking...
Yeah, Chatsworth, San Fernando Valley,
like
all the way down
million.
To San Pedro.
It's like 4 million, but
just under five,
here,
so but I'd just say five. You're semantics.
Throw the $20 back on that? Double or nothing?
No.
Double or nothing on that?
I'm not anti-semantic.
How far east are you going with that? Like...
Well, I'm talking about the city of L.A. itself.
You're not talking about like Alhambra and
No, those are cities that are separate than the city of L.A.
Okay.
You know, the metropolitan area of L.A. is probably about 10 million.
Yeah.
Fappening is happening, kid.
But the city itself, because it goes all the way out to Northridge, Chatsworth, those are all L.A. boroughs, you know? So, and then all the way down to San Pedro, you know?
All right, take your census elsewhere.
Venice, we got South L.A., you know?
But, CJ...
I'm going out with my clipboard in 5 minutes, fucker.
Door to door. Kid, Hollywood
Next week
Park.
This time, I'm going to have a number.
It's on. And you're one of those, I believe we're going to see it. I believe we're going to see it. It's on. The Rams are coming. The Rams are coming to Los Angeles.
Are you fired up for that?
I am fired up about that. I am fired up.
Would you become, I know your little rule, like you got to be...
Yeah, no, I become a fan.
Yeah.
Gotta be true to your town. Gotta be true. Don't fuck around.
As long as I'm not playing the Patriots and not playing the Patriots Super Bowl.
Would you show home? Would you go back to Wilmington for Christmas wearing Rams shit?
Maybe. Maybe. Well, I'm sending a box fucking full of contraband going home with fucking dirty cowboy shit.
Dude, you just gave your brother a death wish. Is he going to walk through Southie with that shit on and get stabbed?
No, we're suburban people. We don't fucking
suburban,
deal with those.
Suburban,
yes. Plus, South Boston is all gentrified
it
now.
It is gentrified,
it's all fucking yuppies. I would go prancing around a tutu in South Boston. It's
what
really
about Dorchester?
Not that hot. Both of them, same thing. None of it's that bad.
All right.
None of it's that
bad. Where's Bunker Hill?
Compared to
where's
this.
Bunker Hill?
Where does he live?
Charlestown.
Where's that town's a little rough around the edges still, no?
No. Yeah, if you know, $3,000 to spend on a studio, then you call yourself rough, maybe. but
all right.
All of it's gentrified nowadays. Okay. Your real cities are your real, like, shit areas. Dorchester is kind of bad. Lawrence is really bad. Chelsea's really bad.
What about lowest Lowell?
That's where I was born. How dare you? That's where Ingles freaking scores his crack, too. Mm-hmm.
Lowest Lowell. What about Lynn, the city of sin?
Never went out the way you came in. Speaking of biggest losers, how about we got a minute left? And you see Scott Mitchell, and the freaking guy lost 150 pounds in 15 weeks.
That's not normal, dude.
How's that even possible?
Meth.
Unless I read that right.
First of all, how did Scott Mitchell put on so much fucking
meth
weight
on the weekends?
Yeah, really. Some people are just big bones. Some people are just fat no matter what.
Was he a good quarterback?
Yeah, he had his moments.
He was the Finns. He was right after Marino, right?
Yeah, he played for the Lions. He had his moments. I got so much. I flipped the page. You know, I was struggling here listening to you two fools. And I flipped the page, and I have a whole other page of things I want to talk about.
What did we miss, Phil?
Can you get me a Klutz jersey? How are you not getting the Klutz jersey out as like a joke jersey?
I know.
As a joke jersey, get that one out there. I think that's one thing you should do.
Yep.
Atlanta, Green Bay, New England are the only three teams not to win a challenge all year, and then Green Bay wins this challenge on the biggest play of the year.
Yep.
New England hasn't won. Someone's knocking the fucking door again.
What?
That's another one. Trent Richardson.
You're paranoid, dude. You're like the paranoid version of that dude.
The worst trade in the history of the NFL. Trent Richardson for a first-round pick. He's not even active. He's a healthy scratch.
Wow, he sucks.
Those are all things I want. Hey, he's that bad, I guess. There was other things. I want to talk about Mozambique. A bunch of people killed by crocodile bile. Did you see that?
See you next year.
You see that? Next year, all right, 5 seconds. We'll talk about crocodile in a while. Crocodile later. I'm out of here. About damn time. Later.
About time there.